Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
Following a review of the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project's 2025 accomplishments and proposed 2026 objectives, the Swine Health Information Center Board of Directors has renewed its funding for 2026. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project? Who oversees and directs its work? And what are its primary roles and objectives?
The Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project is a long-term funded project that SHIC has been involved with. This project is run by Dr. Ciso Corzo and his team at University of Minnesota, and it's designed to assess the health for several major pathogens, and it's a voluntary system that represents at least 30 different production systems. It tracks disease trends, but it also monitors for emerging pathogen activity.
Why is it considered so important to be tracking domestic swine disease outbreaks, movements, and trends? And how does that monitoring benefit the pork sector overall and individual swine producers?
It really is important to be able to monitor any of these disease trends, and that's for several reasons. First, we want to be able to identify what diseases are happening and when, and are they consistent in their presentation? Because secondly, if we aren't monitoring, then we would not know if a disease presentation changes. And so we've got to really be able to identify when a disease changes in activity or in severity to be able to dig deeper and find out what's happening and then be able to respond accordingly. The goal really is to reduce that negative impact to producers and be able to protect their pigs from future problems.
What role does the Swine Health Information Center play in the operation of the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, and what is the significance of that collaboration?
The Swine Health Information Center funds the Morrison Swine Health Project, and it's really important because that is essential to completion of our mission to monitor and mitigate emerging disease pathogens. And so, in addition, we do have the ability to provide producer input through our board of directors and help to guide different changes and or a different request that help enhance and provide additional value of the program to producers. But it's a very powerful and beneficial system to monitor these different swine health challenges and monitor the trends that occur in production over time.
What are the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project's main priorities?
Really, the main priorities are the volunteer submission of herd health status for different production systems. And this includes PRRS and PED, porcine delta coronavirus, and Seneca A virus. And so it also tracks and the disease trends and monitors for different emerging pathogen activities. But it also is important because it extends through different research projects doing further investigation into some of these changing trends, which again augments the results and responses that can be submitted to producers to help them understand how to better help and protect their herd health.
On what diseases has the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project focused?
Again, the major pathogens really have been identified are PRRS and PED, but there's been recent additions of Delta coronavirus, Seneca A virus, and even Mycoplasma pneumonia. There's also been evaluation of influenza A viruses, again, really trying to increase and expand the picture of disease surveillance trends over time.
What were among the highlights during 2025, and what has been the significance of those accomplishments?
One of the accomplishments is the addition of the variants under monitoring for PRRS, and the goal is really to provide and better inform the industry about PRRS variants, where they're occurring and how many farms that they're occurring at. This has been helpful to understand the expansion of variants across the US and also to determine what strains are active. In addition, there was focus on the identification and characterization of influenza A virus cumulative incidence calculations. And while still additional breeding herd classification is needed, this is going to potentially be another addition to the MCHIMP framework. And then Mycoplasma chionopneumonia was also added to the list of monitored pathogens in response to the regional initiatives in the state of Minnesota, specifically looking at Mycoplasma chionopneumonia in breeding herds and how that can help support potential elimination efforts.
What are among the priorities for 2026?
Some of the main priorities include continue to track and analyze trends in incidence and prevalence of these different pathogens. Also, to sustain ongoing surveillance of PRRS sequencing that impacts herds. And then enhance producer engagement, facilitate access to timely disease-related information, because this project really is helpful to send out information to producers and veterinarians that they can use when they assess their herd health.
How can anyone interested get more information on the work of the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project?
This report and others are identified in our SCHIC February newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Any of our monitoring projects, whether it be domestic or global, can be found at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.